Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is a special edition of A Bunnish Child Worldwide. Of course, I've been in retirement since about March of last year. Got a new show coming up, but it's going to be TV. So I've just been really diligently working on that from my kitchen. Trust me, there's a method to my madness. There is a reason for everything. And y'all will be hip to it soon because, trust me, this is my first love and my first passion doing these shows. But, yeah, I retired from the Blog Talk platform because y'all know how much I believe in us having our own platform. So with all that being said, there's still a lot of work that has to be done. And one of the ways that we have been able to do that are with sponsors and producers, executive producers like King Simon, King Simon Productions, people like himself who are able to keep principle, keep our values in the midst of this wilderness of slavery and all of its mechanisms, white Christian supremacy, all of that stuff that we talk about. This brother has stayed in honor, and he keeps bringing us events that allow us to elevate. So those are my props for tonight. But this show basically is in promotion of that event. So that's going down on Sunday, March 15th at the National Black Theater in Harlem, of course. And we are going to be welcoming the great Shahrazad Ali on here to help me out with the promotion tonight because it really, she is the keynote speaker. Sister Keisha and myself are going to be backing her up and doing our own presentations there. We also will have food concessions by the Drop Squad Kitchen. Let's see what else. Oh, the offering, the donation, of course. That's necessary. We Moors have always been great in commerce, so we don't want to come to this event empty-handed. So there will be a love gift offering of $30. The ticket locations are, of course, at Nicholas Brooklyn, 718-858-4400. Nicholas Harlem, 212-289-3628. Drop Squad Kitchen, 302-984-2773 for life, 347-690-9042. And last and, of course, not least, Black and Nobel, 215-965. And trying to remember the rest of that number. I don't remember the name. I'll get that number. I'm really pardoning myself for that. Either way. Yes, it's going down Sunday, March 15th, 2015. This is the annual Women's Her Story Month celebration. And y'all probably know Sister Shahrazad Ali from the Hidden Colors documentary, but this sister has been writing literal genius works for us, How Not to Eat Pork, Life Without the Pig, Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman and the Black Woman's Guide to Understanding the Black Man. Are You Still a Slave? Things Your Parents Should Have Told You. Urban Survival. How to Tell If a Man is Gay or Bisexual. She even has books for the children. Day by Day, which is a coloring book. The sister has been going around the world touching on the various subject matters that she has addressed in each of those books, and she is going to be bringing that information to us on March 15th at the National Black Theater in Harlem. All right? That event is going to be an all-day event. The event starts at 2 p.m. The youth are free. Oh, listen, real talk. There's no videotaping at this event, all right? So this is going to be a very highly produced event, again, by King Simon Productions, Black and Nobel, right there, the sponsors. If you have any questions, general questions, or you're interested in vending, you might want to call 347-496-1022 as soon as possible. So those, if you want to know a little bit more about some of the things Sister Shah Zada Lee is going to be talking about, check out the part one. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/abundancechild, and it's the last show prior to tonight that I've done. I'm only doing these little special edition shows when I get the opportunity. So, but what I'm going to be speaking on are some of the things I've been ranting all over my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook, my Google Plus. Username is always Abundance Child on every platform. But I've been on my Order Mother Earth Twitter, my Order Mother Earth rant, where basically I'm asking everybody if they're about winning or if they're about losing. Are we about looking like we're trying to win? Because really, at the end of the day, we're on this plantation. But as a lot of us know, a lot of us got off the plantation with dough, with money. We have some 1-point-something trillion spending power, not just here in the United States. I'm talking about the so-called black people in the United States, but I'm talking about worldwide. We have this spending power, and we are not using it. There's only like a 1% of us that is using it like for investment or as buying power to get us off of this situation. So that makes me think in the communities of all communities, the so-called conscious community, and I'm only saying so-called because that is a name that we have been labeled. Why is it that we have a difficult time scratching 2 pennies to put anything together in order to get the one thing that will keep us from being free, and that is status and the land that goes with it? So that's my question, and that's what I'm going to be addressing at that event. I'm going to be talking about that as it relates to the so-called black woman, the black woman who by race and by gender are the most educated, have excelled more than any other on the planet by white Christian supremacy standards, while all of our brothers are incarcerated at a higher rate than we were enslaved in the 1800s, and yet we still have not produced more than a handful of men that have bucked against the white man, nor black women who have done the same thing. And out of all the races, the only female who has not bowed down to the white Christian supremacist values, mores, they systems, and tried to be number one in it has been the white woman. And that, my dear sisters and brothers, is our competition. So now I want to be building on that. Yeah, I'm going to be bringing on Sister Shahrazad Ali. Look forward to asking her about what her status is as it relates to the issues where the black woman and the black man stand, where we stand as far as this plantation is concerned, where we stand as far as spirituality, religion, mores, values. Yeah, I have some questions, but we're not going to be getting into all of that tonight because we need y'all to come out to the event on March 15th in New York. My fault, y'all. So anyway, back to what I was saying. We, as sisters, got to stop, supporting the madness that we grew up in. I know for myself, I grew up in Black Feminism 101. And I fought against it, and I didn't even know why. I rebelled against it, and this is where I'm at with it right now. So y'all have seen my movement and my growth through all of these years, and it always comes right back to the same thing. It's going to come back to our status. And it's not about the color of our skin, but it's about the caste system that is upon us and how we're going to utilize that to activate what it is that we need. And how we're going to do it when we have the most diverse genetics as a people in the history of our people. So that leads me into how we eat. That leads me into how we plant the foods that we eat. That leads me into how we're going to acquire the land to plant the foods that we eat, which leads me to all of the things that come up into that point. So same old, same old, same old. Back to the drawing board with me. It's about status and nationality. It's my home. I can't really get away from that. And I think that's a problem. Our problem with the status, our problem with the nationality is a problem with the sisters. So, again, that's what I'm going to be building on March 15th. And that's going to be at the National Black Theater, 2031-335th Fifth Avenue between 125th and 126th Street in Harlem. The doors open at 2 p.m. We're asking for an advance love gift offering of $30, which you can get at the mini ticket locations, Respect for Life, Nicholas Brooklyn, Nicholas Harlem, Drop Squad Kitchen, Black and Nobel. And that's from New York all the way down to Delaware. So there's no excuses. All right, there's going to be live performances by poet and violinist Dread Black. Sister Keisha is going to be in the building. I'm going to be in the building. Hopefully you'll be in the building. If you do have any questions, 347-496-1022. This is the annual Women's Her Story Month celebration. It's all about the sisters right now. And once again, big shout-outs and props to King Simon for doing this every year and always without any shame, without any fear, without any hesitation, making sure he puts the sisters out in the front, whether individually or a part of the collective by including us in the event. He got a big event coming up. It's almost like every weekend this brother got an event coming up. So, yeah, we're going to get ready to prepare for the sister to come on. I know y'all probably like, she just rambling and rambling. But, again, that's because I haven't been doing this platform for a while. I did retire. But I look forward to being live and in effect on March 15th. Some other things that I have wanted to build on are the birth certificate. The birth certificate workbook that I put out there has been out there. Y'all need to find it and use it quick. Y'all need to find it and use it quick. And I'm always talking about how we always talk about we have our first black president, but I want to remind y'all that the status of the child is the status of the mother. And what we know about Barack Obama was that his mother was so-called white, so that makes him white, and that his father was not even anthropologically linked to so-called African Americans at all. He's not even tied into one of us. So you got to think about what these peoples who purport to be the dominant sovereign power on this land, our land, which we are the caretakers of, they don't have the same interest. And for some reason, because of that, we have lost interest in each other. We have lost interest, period, because we have forgotten who we are. So this is something that we have to discuss. And because we have forgotten who we are, we have a hard time being able to function together as man and woman, because slaves are not able to mate other than for breeding purposes. So all of these things are by design, but we kept getting caught up in the design. So, you know, it's not a big it's not like a big mystery or anything like that. I'm just calling to action my sisters out of this whole matrilineal, matrifocal, matriarchal, feminist, black feminist, all of this black woman is God bullshit. It's like I'm done with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just done with it. We can only have so much space for us to be able to win, and we need some type of leadership. And if the sisters purport to keep being the backbone of the situation, then we got to stop making slave babies. We got to start understanding what our nationality is. We got to start understanding what our real jurisdiction is, where it is in the home and where it is outside of that. And I'm telling you, listening to Shahrazad Ali and a lot of her concepts is a great place to start. So I do welcome bringing that sister in. On March 15th, my Board of Mother Earth Girl Society Drop Squad Kitchen is a proud sponsor of the event. And I can't wait to bring her on tonight for a brief moment so that we can have some dialogue about what it is that she's going to be bringing to the table at that event. And what is she bringing into the table in these modern day times that's going to help take off and chip off of these shackles that we have around our neck. So that's where we at with that right now. I know she's doing her rounds. So I'm going to keep checking the switchboard, see when the sister comes through. But meanwhile, if you do have any questions, you should press 1 immediately. I'm not staying on here long, y'all. Again, this is a promotion for Sunday, March 15th. We're welcoming the one and only Shahrazad Ali to New York City for the Women's Her Story Month celebration. Look, she loves New York. She loves the energy. This is going to be a great opportunity, and tonight is kind of like an infomercial about this. So, peace to the 513. You're on the air.
This is me. I was trying to figure out how to get in. This is Shahrazad.
Ah. And usually I would have had you. I was like, who is that?
Yeah. Well, when I call the number, usually they'll say, you know, do something or whatever. So I finally just pressed the 1, and that cued me into you then. But I've been listening to you, so I was here.
Oh, Lord. I've been rambling on, waiting for you. But I was telling everybody how you've given us a large archive of books that we could be studying and learning from and applying right now, from How to Not Eat Pork, The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman, The Black Woman's Guide to Understanding the Black Man. Are You Still a Slave? Things Your Parents Should Have Told You, Urban Survival, How to Tell If a Man is Gay or Bisexual, and even the coloring books for the children, Day by Day, that we have an arsenal of information that you have provided for us that we could be using. And I told them that, you know, you've been going around and you touch on the various subject matters of all of those books. So what is going to be different this time when you come to New York City?
Not very much. It'll be more topics mentioned about what's going on today, but it doesn't have to be different. See, repeat means everything. We haven't learned what I've already put in there. So there's no need to bring anything different. And I think that's a problem we have as a people. We keep waiting on some kind of new spectacular information that's going to stimulate us into making a change in our lives. Or we keep waiting on some new glorious leader to pop out, somebody that we can disagree with and argue with and say, you know. But it's we don't need new information. We just need to deal with the information we already got. And that's from great leaders. I'm not no great leader. I'm just a woman trying to contribute what I can as a sister. But we have greater leaders. You know, we have the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We have the Honorable Marcus Garvey. We have other people who have already put out plans that work, that they showed us that they work. Those are blueprints. We need to deal with some of what we already have. We ain't nothing new coming down the pipe. And so I'll be talking about is the continued issue about how to help us as black men and black women get along, because those of us who want a man should be able to have one, and the brothers who want a woman should be able to have one. But we have so many obstacles in between all of that, so I'm going to be working on that, working on how we rear our children, what we need to do, and just a lot of the time and what must be done now.
Yeah, that's crucial. Last time you were on the show, you talked about producing Mean Girls.
Yes.
That what are we going to do about these mean girls? So that's going to be, I think, a very interesting topic. And I think it might also cause a lot of us sisters to be able to take that information and look at it, look into it like it's a mirror.
To address that, because we have even little children in elementary school. They're fighting each other. They hate each other. I mean, they're fighting like little demons. It's just something. And the high school girls, you can't break them up even in a fight, because they're so mad with each other.
That leads me to ask you something. I do. Mm-hmm. Well, I took my children out of school a minute ago because this is where I'm going with it. I wanted to ask you. Malcolm X had, and I'm paraphrasing, basically said, you know, why do we even, only a fool, you know, sends his children to be educated by the enemy. Do you think that's even part of the problem?
Do you think, well, here's another issue. Did Malcolm have to tell anybody that? He was a great speaker like I am. So we articulate things, you know, so that it gets to people's ear. But that ain't no new information, you know. I wouldn't teach black history if I was white. That ain't my job. I would teach white history so that my children would grow up and be strong. And so we have known for generations that we need our own educational system. We know that when we had our own educational system, we did produce great people. The only people we produce now through our educational system is singers and dancers and people who play sports. We're not producing any great people like that anymore.
Correct.
Because they needed that cocoon or that black womb of being in a black environment so they could think and didn't have to worry about the stress of trying to get along with white people or all the issues that bring, even if it's the attraction and the white teachers and the misrepresentation of the truth, all of those things. That's too much on a child.
I think it's a shame that, like you said, we already know those things, but unfortunately, certain things do need to be said. And the last time you asked that question, it really, really made me think when you asked about the mean girls. And I'm only saying that because I was able to look in my own mirror. And I'm like, and I told the audience earlier, I said, I grew up in black feminism 101. I had the stereotypical mother who had the six-figure salary, went to those types of schools, all types of things, but something wasn't right, and it produced a mean girl. So I had to pull my children out of that. I was like, enough is enough. The cycle starts. So that's the only reason I was asking, you know,
I was just trying to make a point to you about it, that all of the information has already been given. You did the right thing. I didn't put my children in school, into the public school system, until they got like 12 and 13. Because those first formative years are so important. Whoever educates your child between the ages of 4 and 10, that's what that child going to believe and stand for.
So we have
to be able to control our own children during that, you know, for that those formation years, so we can put our idea in their head before anybody else put their idea in their head.
That's what I'm trying to hear. That's what I'm so happy to be actually sponsoring this event, along with King Simon, of course, the executive producer, Black and Nobel, Order Mother Earth. We need to be able to hear this, and we need to be able to hear it from the sister, somebody who is articulate, because trust me, we've heard it in so many different ways. However, we hear it, but we don't see it being practiced. And I feel as though, like, the brothers and sisters that came up in the generations prior who had Prophet Elijah Muhammad, they had it. They just had it a little bit, I don't even want to say easier, but there's some type of something that happened in between that point and now.
Well, one of the things is that the rise of the popularity of the tenets of the Nation of Islam was in the 60s, and that was a time of new discovery for black people anyway. Okay? Now, that's historically, you know, in the books. That was a lot of change. You know, that was a lot of black people with the afro wearing, you know, and the bell-bottom pants and a lot of the things, and wearing the dashikis and all of this stuff. This was a time when a lot of that was coming alive, okay? However, after that subsided and people picked which path they were going to go on in life or whatever, you know, they were going to do, we still had schools and different things that we were trying to operate. We have some of the most educated black people in states like New York and Georgia and Michigan and Illinois. We have great educated black people, but our people are not like 40s and 50s and 60s. Our people who are teachers and educators, and it does take special people to do that other than a mother, those people are not children anymore. We don't have people who are interested in the upliftment of our people because many of us think we've already arrived and opportunities are available for anybody to get it. We don't live in a meritocracy. It's not based on your merit. You can get 10 degrees. I know a sister now in California who has a PhD, a young woman. She got a PhD, and you know what she's doing? Driving people in a cab back and forth to the airport because she can't find no work. She got laid off, and that's it. So we don't live in a meritocracy. She would be a person who, and I told her, I said, why don't you get together with somebody and see if you can't start some kind of private school?
Come on.
Many
now.
Of us, like yourself, we would put our children in a good Afrocentric school. We don't
that's
care
right.
who runs it, long as they did that. And I know you would. And so there's a market for that. That's what I'm saying. But somebody has to have the will and the idea to go and do that.
Yeah, I went off. I was telling the audience earlier, I said, y'all been getting my information through my rant. Somebody tagged me in a flyer talking about come to a city council meeting here in Wilmington, Delaware. Now, you know I'm friends with Councilwoman Shabazz and people like that, but I speak to her on the outside about certain things. And I'm just very disappointed when I know there are people, if they put more energy into making that school happen than trying to get somebody else to realize or recognize
that's
that
right.
our children
that's
are being
right.
miseducated. I said, don't tag me in this
right.
mess anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I said, just
because
don't, you know, don't do
much.
It because I'm over here doing this by myself, raising these girls, and I don't see none of y'all trying to help me, you know, homeschool these daughters. We could have a big cooperative
right.
homeschool environment.
Where,
so,
you know what you all could do? Have the homeschooling at one person's house one day each week. If Monday was your day, somebody else Tuesday, somebody, and eventually you all would be able to spread that around so much where your homeschooling wouldn't be no big interference in your day-to-day life because you
I'll
would
put
have
it
enough
out
parents
there.
Involved. Well, you could do that. So somebody's going to have to take the position that they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, listen, our time is up. I do have another interview, darling. I'm sorry. But I can't wait to meet you next weekend. That time
yes,
is here. It's real short now. I just can't wait to get there and see y'all and everyone. And I can't wait to eat some of this good food you're going to be bringing from the Drop Squad. I can't wait. I'm always interested in every city about the good food. So I'm anxious to taste yours. And I want you to, in your talking, I want you not to have to curse. Okay? We want to
did
be
I curse
civilized.
Tonight?
This
tell me
what?
I didn't curse tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't curse.
I heard you when I was listening. Yes, ma'am, you
oh,
did.
No.
You said the S word, and you didn't realize
oh, no.
that you're tired. But I don't want you to do that. You don't have to do that to get your message across, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
All right,
just,
now.
Just do that. You want to be dignified because we are dignified, and that's what we want to represent. We're not street, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll see you on Sunday, most high willing.
All right, darling. I'll see you then, and we'll have some time together, okay?
All right. Peace.
All right, sister. Peace.
I guess she told me, King Simon.
Yeah, peace. Hold on. What's up?
What? I didn't even know that I cursed. But anyway,
yeah, I just got on when she was closing off, so I'm here posting your picture and her picture.
I have
on,
to
on
listen back. I don't think that I curse, but because I've been doing a good job after out of all these years, but I actually, you know, I feel as though sometimes there is dignity because I'm like, who created these words? And in the spiritual world, which I'm deeply involved in, where the ancestors, they don't care about a curse word. They care about the energy that you exude when you're trying to say something. But as far as getting a message across, I am doing my best to be more diplomatic and be more of an ambassador. So if it stops somebody from hearing me because I said a curse word, then, you know, I'll do my best, but at the end of the day, I don't care about just playing with you.
She's old school. You know, she's old school. That's just
nah, I respect. Nah, for real, I have a lot of respect for that sister. And like I said, I'm very proud of you for giving the sisters a platform. You always have given us a platform, mainly me. I came out on your platform. So I'm very thankful.
Yes,
I'm very honorable for Black and Nobel, Brother Hakeem, stepping up to the plate and being like, whatever y'all need, doing the big bus trip from Philadelphia to New York. I'm very proud of myself, you know, for being able to have longevity in this, in the, you know, just period, longevity. I've been through a lot, and you know it. So, and she commands a certain respect, and you more than anybody knows that that's where I'm at right now. I'm not going for the okie dokie no more. Respect me. So, so that's where I'm at. So thank you very much. Let's tell these people about Sunday, March 15, 2015. We welcome Sister Shahrazad Ali for the annual Women's Her Story Month celebration. Now, y'all might have seen her in the Hidden Colors documentary, but she's a renowned author, y'all. She has given us a arsenal of information, and like she said, we don't have to keep reinventing the wheel, all right? But me, I am going to be speaking on some stuff that we have not done, and we might be reinventing the wheel, and that's nationality and status. Y'all still ain't got that right. Y'all can talk all that black all y'all want, because I am that too, but we got to correct our status, y'all, and that's what I'm going to be building on. But anyway, that's all going down at the National Black Theater, and that's between 125th and 126th Street in Harlem, New York. Doors open up at 2 p.m. We are asking for that love gift offering. $30. Look, mad ticket locations all the way from New York to Delaware. Respect for Life, Nicholas Brooklyn, Nicholas Harlem, Trap Squad Kitchen, Black and Nobel. If you are interested in vending, and I've been seeing people saying on comments that y'all want to vend, y'all got to call 347-496-1022. We're not playing with these events. Let's make it happen.
There's so much going on this month. I mean, last week, Dr. Frances Cress Weldon was in town at a small temple, but it was that March 1st, and she did an excellent job. So, you know, we're working on bringing her back into New York, but there's the whole Drop Squad Kitchen again. We're going to do what we got to do to bring her back
in. Last week, right? Last weekend, possibly? Of August?
Yes, we're going for that last weekend. I'm waiting for her to call back. You know how sister is, because she's still doing her work as far as a psychiatrist and all that, so she's doing her thing, so... Let's wait for sister
to
call back.
She needs to come work the psychiatry on the crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's great. I did a I interviewed her a while back. So
yeah,
and I was really intrigued. Now listen, I'm really grateful for this opportunity, King Simon, because these sisters are elders. But I do feel as though, like Prophet Noble Drew Ali said, you got new Moors coming in with their eyes wide open. And I do feel like I'm one of them. So I'm listening, and I'm being as humble and as patient that I possibly can. But some of these paradigms have changed. And the sister said herself, we're not dealing with the same women that we were dealing with in the 50s and the 60s. Sisters don't even like to wear dresses and skirts no more. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we didn't have the issues that we have where everything is easily marketed and downloaded. We had brothers and sisters raising women. We were having issues, but we were being raised in two-parent households. 75% of us are not being raised in two-parent households anymore. Our brothers are worse off now than they were in slavery, than they were in the 60s. So we got some serious issues right now that I don't feel as though the previous generations had, and if they did have them, in my personal opinion, they didn't do their job with correcting it. So
Of course. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been an infiltration, and that we have to recognize. There's been an infiltration. And because of people like yourself, myself and all that have seen the infiltration, we got to still clean it up again. We got to start cleaning it up again. And that's a shame that we always have to keep on cleaning up. When are we going to start educating them young people that we have and young babies? Like, I know you want to focus on the babies. I know that's what the Girl Society is all about and all that. And the Mother Earth, what's the name of the Mother Earth?
I feel like her. I'm staying in my lane. The
exactly.
only thing I've ever wanted to be, King Simon, was a mother. I thought about that. We have these conversations in the Girl Society and the Order Mother Earth, and we try to get real deep down into what's our godly ability to master everything. And I'm like, the one thing I ever wanted to be was a mother. So that's what I'm going to focus on, being a mother, being a teacher, and staying in my lane. Like, I roll with the best of y'all, brothers. But I'm telling you, what I realize in dealing with y'all brothers is that sisters got to clean up, clean house. And if you don't establish who the mother is, if you don't establish who the queen is, then there's going to be an issue. And now, because we truly are at war, like we really are in slavery, and I'm talking about by status, I'm talking about by law. According to the law, we are still slaves. Like, niggas, they still voting on whether we can vote. You know what I mean? Like,
basic stuff.
Like basic stuff. Like we still, Claude Anderson, Paranomics, states that in 1860 we owned less than 0.5%. We still own less than 0.5%, and it's 2015. Come on now. Could talk as much as we want to talk. I'm saying stop selling your babies out. I'm saying stop having your babies in the hospital. I'm saying the revolution can't happen because everybody want to go work for somebody else. I'm saying stop going to their schools. Some people will have to be in those positions. I understand that. But I'm saying for the majority of us, the masses of us, we got to do something different.
Well, you're a mastermind, Abundance. You know that. You know. You're a mastermind.
Well, no, I'm not by myself. As I told my secret weapon, a brother who shall not be named, I'm a mastermind because I follow.
Exactly.
King Simon,
exactly.
Like I told you, you done fed everybody in the conscious community, all of these brand name people who we would not have access to without you. All right? So, real talk. There was no Shahrazad Ali Abundance Child Show without... Can you call Shahrazad Ali? Here's her number. That type of thing. It's you. But you got to be in a position to be able to, you know, you got to be in a position to be able to understand who's who and who's playing their positions on the chessboard. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm a follower. I'm about the people. Like, I am for uplifting fallen humanity. That's my personal mission. But I can't do that without strong alpha males, for real. Like, so let me stay in my lane. Let me listen to what y'all have to say. Let me gather up the sisters, because at the end of the day, unless they gay, we all want to be with a man. We all want to have babies by that man. So at the end of the day, I'm trying to hear what the brothers have to say. I'm not into no black feminist, none of that type of, get out of here with that. I'm not about the matriarch, which is like.
I can honestly say that I appreciate your growth and what you, because I know, well, you know, we met from, what, 2008, 2009, I think, Dr. Sebi.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Appreciate the growth.
That was our first. No, that wasn't our first thing. We started out like 2006, 2007. I don't know where you've been.
MySpace. Really, no, we were on the phone, I think, but we never, I don't think we officially met until, what, 2009.
Really? Dr.
Fenton,
it was like 2007, 2008, National Black Day in Harlem.
Yeah, when you spoke at the Harlem thing, right.
And next thing you know, you had me on a panel with C. Asia and
yes, that's right. How can I forget that?
The rapper.
I've seen you. I seen your dynamics speech at with Tal Shariq Bey when he brought you up, and I was like, my mouth was dropped. Bang.
Listen, it's interesting how I came full circle. Like I got scared because I got thrown out there with the so-called popular people at the time. Like people, everybody was drooling to meet, and I meet people, and they're just like, you need to be on stage. And it was a little bit too much too fast. So when you started giving me a platform to speak on my own and not hide behind this mic, it was kind of like, hi, I'm a bunny child. I'm here to speak on personality. But everybody was like, where's the sister from the show? And it was just too much. And it was just everybody trying to tell me what I should be speaking about and all this. I had to come full circle and find myself. And it's interesting how I'm right back to my first love, which is more science. You know, and I'm sticking to it. So I'm doing that and the food. As I sent to you in a message earlier, I said, Abundance Child is my brand, but my marketing campaign is platinum.
Right.
my shit
right.
don't stink when it comes to the food. Like, I'm good at it, and I love to do it, and it helps people. So that's a multi-billion-dollar industry that I put myself in with that. And let the food speak for itself, and allow it
right.
to open up some more conversation. So it's just doing big things. It's just a lot. So now I'm able to, with that, just focus on the women and the children, because that's what's most important to me.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing a wonderful job. You're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, I give thanks. I only come out at the Kink Simon events. I don't know if the people notice. You know what I mean? I had a little break where I was doing some other stuff for a minute. I fell off track, but I'm back.
Back on time, because I know you're going to tear that place up on the 15th. So.
Yeah, man.
Can't wait.
I've been working on it since the day you told me I've been working on it.
I know. You like to prepare yourself, and that's good. Not too many people take preparation very seriously, but preparation and preparedness is very important.
There's somebody else I wanted you to add to the can we please add? I'm asking you, but I'm like, we partners in this, right? Can we please add my sister Nairobi Selah? Because, you know, she'll get me hype. Like, I'll be in there. I'll turn it out. I know you got the violinist. I mean, the the Dread Black, right?
I knew that. I could have put on the flyer. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'll make another flyer. I got the new flyer. I can make it. I keep saying I'm going to make another flyer. I made one tonight in like 5 minutes with the chess pieces.
I know,
you see
right?
how we got the White King down?
Well, I can
did
mean,
you
I
see the flyer,
man? Did you talk to her already? Or that's what you talked to? You spoke to her already?
Who, Shahrzad?
No.
Or Nairobi?
Not Nairobi yet. To do one or two pieces.
Nah.
You ain't talking to her?
I'm talking to you now. I've been wanting to...
I would have saved it for Francis Cress Welder, you know what I'm saying? If that's the case, you know. So
I'm saying any event I'm on, I want my sister to be on. Like, if I'm in the building, make sure she's also in the building.
Okay.
She's one of them people I just get the energy from. Huh?
You want to bring her to do something? Let me know. Let's do it.
Yeah. I've been wanting it. And plus, I want her to come out because, you know, I'm gonna turn 40 2 days later, so this is like my birthday celebration.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
40. Wow.
Just a little crazy. I know, right? It's too much. I can't believe it. This is crazy.
That was funny. But, okay, let's do it. Let's go on real quick. Make it happen, and then let her do one song and tell her like she's gonna be officially on Francis Cress Welder's show. Let's make it like let her do one. And let's tear it up.
Yeah, text her.
I want to give her a full set. Let her do a thing. I think Francis Cress Welder would love to see that.
Oh, Nairobi.
Yeah, I think she would love to see that.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm tripping. Well, I got, now Ruby says I'm listening. My girl Kamisha Martin says I'm listening. You know, Kamisha does the jewelry, Lola, Soul.
Yeah, how's
she
your friend doing?
Wait a minute. Hold on, let me put these people on the air.
Hello?
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Jeez, yo, it's not Ruby.
No! Get out of here.
What's up?
Did y'all know I was on the line, or were y'all just like...
No, I did not know you were on the line.
Right.
Do you hear my voice?
Let me tell you how energy is. Listen. Let me tell y'all how stuff works. Like, this is real creepy and beautiful at the same time. I promise you this is... To anyone out there listening, this is not staged. I promise you this. I came home. I'm winding down. I'm scrolling down Facebook on my timeline. I see abundance. My sister, she's doing it big. She got Shahrzad Ali. I'm like, what? I've been out the loop, right? So I click on the link. I click in. Yo, I go in queue. So I'm listening. I'm like, yo, they probably don't know I'm in queue. I'm going to just chill and listen to the show. 5 minutes later, not even, I hear my name. Y'all talking about the show. Yo, King Simon is like, yo, let's not move. And I'm screaming text messages to your phone like, yo, I'm in the queue. Pick up the phone. Well, that's crazy.
Wait, you text me too, or you text King Simon?
I text you like 40 times.
Oh, snap. No, I always keep my, yo. She's like,
good,
yo, I'm in the queue. I'm on the line, yo. This is crazy. Oh, man, I keep my phone on silent because it's just annoying when people be trying to, you know, talk to you when you're on the air.
Well, you know, we wasn't talking about your bad, so you know what it is.
No, that was, like, really beautiful, though. Like how that just, we pulled to each other. Like, that was polar. That was energy.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Right.
Who is this 302 number that's on the air, has their hand up?
You better find out. Stop playing.
I'm asking. 302, you're on the air. All right. Well, I'm going to mute them. Anyway.
Yeah, so now, Ruby, you down to spit at least one bar for this Shahrzad Ali, and then I give you a full set with the Francis Cresswell, and what's up?
Listen, let's do it. I'll do one piece. You know,
yeah,
and I'm doing this with you guys because I guess I'll do it on this platform since I have it, but I'm taking a little step back from the, you know, the hip-hop scene for a minute, performing. I mean, I always love it, and I always, you know, have my hand in it, but it's just really hard. I'm a person.
She's a retiring champion.
Yeah, I know. She told me one time she ain't going to be 60 years old on no mic.
Listen, but I think, you know, as elders, as we gracefully move into our eldership, right? We got to know our lane. And I'm not saying that I couldn't get with the youngest rapper out there. I mean, I'm confident. I know I can write. I know I can perform. However, when you move into a certain eldership, there comes a certain grace, and you got to know your lane. And I feel like there's too many old people out here, if I may just be real, there's too many old people out here acting like young kids. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Posted up the pictures, you know, they had tipped to the side and all of that. I'm not saying that you can't embrace the culture. I'm just saying we have to be better role models to the youth. Instead of acting like them, we need to teach them and stay in our lane. But that's not the real reason though, I'm front. The real reason is because my job is really consuming, and I love what I do. Like, I love both of my careers, but, you know, I'm a principal now, so it's real.
It's crazy. Did you get my message now, Ruby? I feel like you when I got the contract to do the school lunches for the Goddard School.
No.
Yeah, I sent you a message. I sent you a text message like, yo, I just got this contract for the Goddard School, which is a national chain of, like,
no, but
very
I would love to talk
good
to
preschool.
You.
Huh?
I would love to talk to you about coming to my school to put on a demo.
Wow,
I
Instagrammed or Facebooked the menu that I put out for the, like, the March menu for the Goddard School. I do their school lunches every day, completely vegetarian.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we have to talk. But that's what it is. But I would love to do a piece.
All right.
This is a real show. At least this is a real event. You know, it's not on Eventbrite, you know. And
right.
The event is really happening.
Oh, snap. I just got it. I'm bugging.
Shout out to all the frauds out there. I want to give a big shout out to all the front and frauds out there that go on Facebook and snag all the conscious community pictures of, like, our icons and make up fake shows and then put it on Eventbrite and collect money. Big shout out to you. You're doing a real big thing.
That was crazy. But hold up. I got my sister Kamisha, the creator of Lola Soul, Be Fearless, on the line. You got to get one of her pieces, not Ruby.
Yes.
Peace. Yeah, she's tight. She's tight.
Peace and data.
Peace. Is this your second time on the show, huh?
I was calling to say how proud I am of you. That's what I was calling to do. I am listening to you. I have missed you on the air, so I just happened to see it pop up on Facebook and Instagram that you were going to be on. So I've been listening to you since the program started at 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about how you have grown, and I just wanted to call in and say I have been a witness. And I am so very proud of you. You are so genuine and authentic. and that is why people love you. And I'm just so proud of you. And you are so supportive. You never, ever, ever try to, you know, make yourself the star time, but you still are. And I don't know if everybody can understand what I'm saying when I say that, but wherever you are, you shine, and you do such a good job at helping other people to shine at the same time. And I'm just so proud of you, and I just wanted to call in and say that.
Something's in my eye. Hold on, y'all.
I mean, how long have I known you? I've known you forever. You know, I've
for like 19 years, to be exact.
Yes. Give thanks. And I have watched, sometimes very silently, but I have always watched. And I'm just very proud of you, and I am so proud to call you my sister. And I'm just going to continue to watch you do big things, because that's what you're here to do.
Well, thank you, y'all. And I hope all of y'all are coming out to New York March 15th. This is my birthday celebration, y'all. I will be 40 years new, and this is going down at the National Black Theater in Harlem between 125th and 126th Street. Doors open at 2. We open on time. We are on Black People Status time. There's advanced love offering of $30. You can come to Drop Squad Kitchen and get it if you're in Delaware. Nicholas Brooklyn, Nicholas Harlem, or Respect for Life if you're in New York, and Black and Nobel if you're in Philly. We not playing, y'all. Drop Squad Kitchen, give me a call at 984-2773, area code 302. If you need general information for anybody's numbers at any of those locations, hit up 347-496-1022. That's pretty much it.
Thank you. I'm glad everybody's here. Sister Keisha, how you been?
I am wonderful. I don't know if you heard, but I fired my corporate job going along with some of the things that Sister was saying earlier about not working for other people. So, yes, I fired my corporate job. I'm very happy to support that.
Congratulations.
Yo, if she didn't just fire, like, a regular corporate job, like, since it was, like, six figures, you know what I mean?
I know she's working hard. I'm not
don't
working
tell me you can't
store.
Walk away. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I walked away from mine in 2005, so I understand. And I was making
and you're about to be back on the Abundance Network.
Crazy.
Yes. So I'm doing Lola Soul and Art Fusion full time. And like I like to say, I'm on purpose full time now. So I couldn't be happier. I'm beyond blessed. Beyond blessed. And just thankful for those people who are supportive, like Sister Abundance and King Simon. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, go ahead, Neil. Do your
thing,
sister.
All right, y'all. I'm about to, get ready for the next day. But this was a very special Abundance Shot Worldwide, because I don't know if Nairobi knows. I don't know if Kamisha knows, but I don't do this anymore. I was just offered a TV show.
Wow.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yes, so, like, I don't have to pay for anything. So, like, for real, like, they were just like, we need to see you. So that was, like, a while ago. So I'm just really taking my time with it. And I have an interview with WHYY tomorrow at the Drop Squad Kitchen.
There you go. That number one year is working, girl. Great. Mm-hmm. Right there.
I'm just saying, so this is on purpose. So this is a really very special episode, because I just don't do this no more. So for me to just go and just to see, like, my two favorite sisters be like, I'm in Q3. I'm like, what? What the heck? So, yeah. Thank y'all. I love y'all.
Love you too, sister. Love you.
Oops, I had my sister in queue. I didn't mean to do that. Yeah. And did somebody say I love you more?
I did.
I said I love you. Yeah.
I took the words right out my mouth. All right, I'm being corny now, so this is when it's time to go. Most High Willing, I'll see y'all in New York. You want to take us out, King Simon?
Sure. I just want to remind people to call me 347-496-1022 or text me. RSVP, because RSVP, that means you get in for $30 before 2 o'clock, stop playing, and that's $40 extra. So, and you can get it at all those locations of Women's Convention. It's going to be March the 15th. I'm doing a lot for Women's History Month, although the day before I'm doing an all-women's health workshop with a lot of different practitioners. And, of course, this weekend I'm going to Set the Record Straight with some of our elders, with Queen of Four, Camille Yarborough, Booker T. Coleman, and lots of people. That's actually free to get in at the National Black Theater. But there is a suggested donation, but if you don't have it, we let you in. Come on in and enjoy yourself, and let's converse with the elders, because that's what it's all about, community conversion. Let's find some solutions on our unity and working together. But March 15th, Sister Shahrazad Ali hasn't been in New York in 15 years, so people are calling from all over the place. So number again, 347-496-1022, sponsored in part by Chop Squad, Kitchen with Abundance, and the crew at Black and Nobel up in Philly. Love y'all, man.
Love you more. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.